Let's move now from the Metro Police and SAPS to what's happening in 5 weeks' time. The Electoral Commission has seen parties in Gauteng signing a code of conduct for parties. We'll be going to the polls on the 29th of next month. Of course, today is the 23rd of April, so we got just about 5 weeks to go. There's a lot to vote for this year, with many calling for improved service delivery and, of course, electricity. The lights have been on for a while, and may that continue. But South Africans haven't forgotten, and perhaps this time around, they may show this at the polls. So on the line, or joining us rather in studios, Eyewitness News reporter Thabiso Gobba. Thabiso, hi, good afternoon. So, how many parties were involved today? Take us through what happened.
Yes, only 52 political parties will be on the ballot. It does seem like a very low number, because I remember last year there was this period where we had a new political party every week. But 52 political parties will be on the ballot. 5 independent candidates will also be on the ballot. So today, as you said, Ray, they were signing the pledge, saying they will abide by and will comply with the electoral code of conduct, which is obviously to ensure that they promote free and fair elections and they don't do anything that goes against that spirit.
52 is still quite a lot, though. It is still quite a lot, not as much as last time. Independents, and I was listening to your account in Eyewitness News, saying the independents saying they will count. They could be kingmakers, I suppose, but who did you see there today?
I mean, it's interesting, Ray, because obviously Gauteng, I mean, it's a province that's up for grabs. The ANC in 2019 won it by 50.19%. I think if we were to follow the trends, the ANC is always losing a bit of electoral vote. So if that continues, that means that this province obviously will have a coalition government. So the independents saying that, you know, we actually have a chance here to make a difference. But also, Ray, something that Anelim Da, the independent candidate, said is that there are 400 seats in the National Assembly, and you know, in legislature, provincial legislature, depending on which province it is, there's also quite a similar number. And she said that getting in there, becoming a member of parliament, just having that one seat, you're already more privileged than the entire country, and you're in a position where you can actually make a difference. Even though you're one person, you can actually introduce legislation, you can talk to your people. So she's saying that even though I'm one person, I'm in parliament, I'm in a very privileged position where a lot of people in the country are not going to be, and saying that I can't just underestimate that position. So she, if they do make it, a lot of independent candidates saying that, you know, even though I'm one person, I have to make the best of that position.
Gosh, there's quite something. It is a bit of a lesson for those politicians who skip certain sessions in parliament and they are absent from parliament. Maybe this is a breath of fresh air. MK Party and others, what was the atmosphere like?
Yeah, the MK Party was the not of the top brass or the people we used to in the media. The ANC was the secretary Tim Nkosi Nqwiza was there, saying that he does realize that they have a huge battle on their hands to keep control of Gauteng. However, he's very much confident that the ANC has done enough. We did speak to Action SA Funzi Ngobeni. A lot of political parties, especially in the opposition, they feel that obviously this program by the Gauteng government of Nasispani, I think over 100,000 of young people have been employed under that program. And a lot of opposition political parties feeling that this is the ANC buying votes, because a lot of people might feel that if another government comes into play, then I no longer have a salary. You know, so it's 100,000 young people, but it's also 100,000 young voters that are going to obviously ensure that they keep their salaries, because these are people who previously to the Nasispani program had absolutely nothing. And now, due to the government, which is an ANC-run government, they have a job. So political...
It's so tricky.
So yes, opposition party saying obviously the ANC using the power of incumbency to make sure that they are re-elected.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Eyewitness News reporter Thabiso Gobba, thank you.